KJAN Sports.
It is time to take a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's check baseball from yesterday. Paul DeJong homered twice, and Marcelo Ozuna went 3-for-4 with two RBIs as the Cardinals beat the Mets 5-1 in a game heard here on KJAN. That helped to avoid a three-game sweep. Luke Weaver limited New York to one run in five innings after the Mets scored 15 runs in the first two games of that series. Justin Smoke and the Toronto Blue Jays were able to come away with a split of their season-opening four-game series after dropping the first two to the New York Yankees. Smoke was 3-for-4 with a pair of homers, a walk, and six RBIs as the Jays rallied to beat the Yanks 7-4. Smoke had already delivered a two-run shot when he belted his second career grand slam in the eighth inning to wipe out New York's 4-3 lead. Elsewhere, Rich Hill worked six shutout innings, and Cody Bellinger slammed the Dodgers' first homer of the season in a 9-0 drubbing of the Giants. Yasiel Puig had an RBI double and a couple of singles for the defending National League champs, who also got a two-run double by Enrique Hernandez. Jose Berrios had tossed the first complete game shutout of the season, helping Minnesota take the rubber game of their series with the Orioles 7-0. Brian Dozier homered twice for the Twins, who also got long balls from Miguel Sano, Eduardo Escobar, in support of Berrios' first career complete game. Gerrit Cole won his Astros debut by striking out 11 while yielding just two hits over seven innings and an 8-2 pounding of the Rangers. Hector Velasquez gave up a run and five hits in 5 2/3 innings, and Rafael Devers singled home the tie-breaking run in the sixth inning as the Red Sox beat the Rays for the third time in four games, 2-1. Homers by Dee Gordon and Mitch Haniger helped the Mariners overcome Edwin Encarnacion's two home runs in a 5-4 victory against the Indians. Shohei Ohtani won his Major League pitching debut by throwing three-hit ball over six innings in the Angels' 7-4 win at Oakland. Ohtani struck out six and retired 14 of the final 15 batters he faced, settling in after Matt Chapman's three-run homer. Trevor Williams pitched six no-hit innings before Pittsburgh's bullpen completed a combined two-hitter in a 1-0 victory at Detroit in Game 1 of a doubleheader. Williams was pulled after tossing 84 pitches and issuing five walks. The no-hitter ended when Nicholas Castellanos hit a one-out double in the seventh inning. The Pirates completed a sweep of that twin bill and the three-game series by getting homers by Josh Harrison, Starling Marte, and David Fries in an 8-6 decision over the Tigers. The Marlins earned a four-game split with the Cubs as Dylan Peters worked six innings and Brian Anderson provided a three-run double in Miami's 6-0 shutout of Chicago. Bryce Harper homered twice and Gio Gonzalez gave up one run over six-plus innings as the Nationals beat the Reds 6-5, completing a three-game sweep. The White Sox and the Royals were snowed out in Kansas City. That creates a day-night doubleheader that's slated for April 28th. In college baseball, the Iowa baseball team scored two runs in the seventh inning to break a 2-2 tie and post a series-clinching 4-2 victory over 22nd-ranked Illinois on Sunday at the Illinois Field as the Hawkeyes claimed the rubber game of their three-game series.
For as poor as the conditions were, very, very well-played game. A couple mistakes for us late, but Illinois's been hot, swinging the bats. They come out hot again today. Cole McDonald weathered the storm, held him to two, and then really settled in and pitched great for us.
That's Iowa coach Rick Heller. McDonald struck out six over six in the third innings of work, improving to 2-1 on the season. The Hawkeyes finished the game with the 11 hits.
Our offense today was really good, I thought. First four or five innings, we didn't have much to show, but a lot of line drives, hard hit balls that were right at them, and we just kept at it. And Lorenzo Elon had the big hit, the breakthrough. Two RBIs. We added on a couple. Bottom half lineup did a really nice job today. Picked up the top half and struggled a little bit.
The Hawkeyes are 3-2 now in the Big Ten after opening up conference play against a pair of rated foes.
Yeah, I was just really pleased, proud of our guys after fighting back yesterday and coming up just short to come out today against a really good team and find a way in tough conditions to find a way to get a series win.
It's Iowa's first road series win over a ranked opponent since 2015 when they took 2 out of 3 at number 16, Maryland. Well, quite a way to finish off the women's college basketball season after a huge upset in the semifinals over heavily favored Connecticut. Notre Dame provided a thrilling end to a wild NCAA women's basketball tournament last night. Arike Ogunbowale had nailed a three-pointer from the corner with just a tenth of a second left, giving the Irish a 61-58 triumph over Mississippi State in the title game at Columbus. It was the second straight game that the junior guard hit a shot in the final second to carry the Irish 2 days after she ended UConn's bid for an unbeaten season. The Irish pulled off the biggest comeback in title game history. They rallied from a 15-point deficit in the third quarter and a 5-point deficit in the final minute 58. Marina Mabry hit a 3-pointer from the wing, and then Jackie Young had a shot in the lane to tie it. Ogunbowale scored 14 of her 18 points in the second half, and she earned most outstanding player honors for the tournament after hitting that game-winning prayer. Notre Dame's only other NCAA national championship in women's college basketball came in 2011. Pretty incredible run for the Fighting Irish, considering they lost four players since last season to ACL knee surgeries. In the NBA last night, it was Philadelphia beating Charlotte 119-102, San Antonio topping Houston 100-83, Indiana beat the LA Clippers 111-104, Chicago over Washington 113-94, Cleveland beat Dallas 98-87, Oklahoma City topping New Orleans 109-104, Atlanta beat Orlando 94-88, Detroit over Brooklyn 108-96, Utah beat Minnesota 121-97, Denver needed overtime to squeeze past Milwaukee 128-125, Golden State beat Phoenix 117-107, Portland over Memphis 113-98, and Sacramento edging the LA Lakers 84-83. In the National Hockey League on Sunday, Philadelphia beat Boston in overtime 4-3, Nashville over Tampa Bay 4-1, New Jersey beat Montreal 2-1, Washington over Pittsburgh 3-1, Anaheim in overtime 4-3 over Colorado. Iowa defensive line coach Reese Morgan made an effort to build more depth a year ago, and it's paid off. The Hawkeyes have eight players returning who garnered significant playing time for a unit that may be the deepest on the team.
It's great for the camaraderie and the morale of the group, and it really, fresh bodies help. Even though there might be a guy that may be slightly better at one or the other, slightly better in the run game or maybe a little better in the pass game, but collectively it certainly helps our team. If we have the guys that can do it, and they have to earn the trust by the way they practice.
Morgan says it is an experienced group, but one that has not taken over as the leaders on defense just yet.
I think we've got to be better in leadership, and I don't mean that, you know, I just think right now our guys are good guys. They're going to have to step up. They're going to have to do more. They're going to have to lead by every snap in practice is the most important snap they're going to take. So I think they have to do it by example, and then they've got to do it verbally.
Morgan says the group needs to develop some vocal leaders.
And we don't have a verbal group of guys. They're very compliant, very hard-working, studious guys that have to be a little raise a little ruckus once in a while.
Meanwhile, up the road in Cedar Falls, Northern Iowa coach Mark Farley says the first goal is to develop players and find a style of play that fits them. After an 8-5 season that included a trip to the second round of the FCS playoffs, the Panthers enter their second week of spring drills.
Figure out who you have before what you play. If what I'm going to play, and then I got to find the player to fit it, I always don't have the best players in the best spots. So I always go back the way we've done it here, and it might be backwards to some people, but I believe you figure out who do you have and then figure out what defense or what offense or what coverage we're going to play after I find out who is our best talent.
Quarterback Eli Dunn returns to lead an offense that Farley says should benefit from added continuity.
I think that we hired four guys after July 1st last year. It was just getting that connection made, that coordination made, and then the players just the coaches understand the players is probably more important to me, because we got to figure out how to use them instead of just, hey, draw this play up and it's supposed to work. I'd rather make sure the player's got an opportunity to be successful with his talent.
UNI's spring game is coming up on April 27th. And in golf yesterday, Ian Poulter earned a spot in the Masters by earning his third PGA Tour victory. Poulter sank a par putt in the first hole of regulation to beat Tour rookie Bo Hostler and take the Houston Open. Hostler ran off four straight birdies in the back nine to take a one-shot lead, but Poulter forced the playoff with a 20-foot birdie putt on 18. Poulter and Hostler each shot 5-under-67s for a 19-under total. That was three shots better than Jordan Spieth and Emiliano Grilli. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.